This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pummeled the Gaza Strip with airstrikes on Saturday, including demolishing a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. The sharp uptick in violence, now in its sixth day, claimed more lives as clashes also swept the occupied West Bank. Israel's Air Force flattened a 13th-floor Gaza building housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the U.S.-based Associated Press news agency after giving a warning to evacuate. Several in the media are outraged and argue this will silence some reporting from the region. They say there's no evidence Hamas was operating out of the tower. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden in a phone call Saturday Israel did its best to safeguard civilians in the Gaza bombing campaign. Palestinian's news agency reports U.S. President Joe Biden urged calm between Israel and Gaza on Saturday and affirmed his support for a two-state solution in his first phone call with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas since taking office. Abbas's Palestinian Authority has limited self-rule in the occupied West Bank because of the Islamist militant group Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization and claims to not talk to the group. Some analysts say Hamas appears to see the escalation with Israel as an opportunity to marginalize Abbas and present itself as the guardian of Palestinians in Jerusalem, whose eastern sector they seek for a future state. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar are expressing concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a western town where martial law was declared Thursday. A local militia group said Saturday government troops backed by helicopters were shelling the town. The group is made up of opponents of the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. A Myanmar state television broadcast Saturday night confirmed the fighting and said the town's defenders have been putting up stiff resistance against the army. The British embassy says the military is using weapons of war on civilians. The Islamic State claimed responsibility Saturday for an explosion inside a mosque near the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 12 people during Friday prayers for the Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group declared the three-day truce for the holiday and condemns the attack in a statement. The blast came less than a week after an explosion at a school killed 80 people, most of them schoolgirls. The Taliban also denounced that attack and no one claimed responsibility. U.S. officials believe that may have been the work of a rival militant group such as the Islamic State. Such groups have not signed on to the holiday ceasefire. Violence has increased in Afghanistan as the United States has begun an operation to withdraw all its remaining troops over the next 4 months. Greece formally opened to visitors on Saturday, kicking off a summer season it hopes will bring back its vital tourism industry battered by the coronavirus pandemic. After months of lockdown restrictions, Greece also opened its museums this week, including the Acropolis Museum, home to renowned sculptures. Foreign tourists are now allowed in the country if they've been vaccinated or can show negative COVID-19 test results, including travel between regions and to the islands. Greece suffered its worst year for tourism on record, with 7 million visitors in 2020 compared with a record 33 million in 2019. China has canceled attempts to climb Mount Everest from its side of the world's highest peak because of fears of importing COVID-19 cases from neighboring Nepal, state media reported. The move reflects the abundance of caution China has taken in dealing with the pandemic. While China has curbed mostly domestic transmission of the coronavirus, Nepal is experiencing a surge with record numbers of new infections. China had issued permits to 38 people, all Chinese citizens, while Nepal has given permission to 400 people. Climbing was not allowed from either side last year because of the pandemic. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.